Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
And the Lord said on this day of October that the gods had returned to us once again. The time had come for them to raise their hands downward from the heavens and towards us on the earth with a new trailer for American Gods Season 3. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete. I thought you were going to be like, and the God said, let there be hair.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's a pretty good one. Just to get into it real quick, this is American Godcast, the podcast about American Gods on Stars. And we've been gone for a long time, but American Gods has been gone for a long time, too. But finally, thanks to a virtual New York Comic Con panel, we have a reveal of a season 3 trailer, which is what we're going to talk about here on the podcast. As a note, we don't know when the show is coming back. We know early 2021, but we don't have a date or anything like that. But we do finally have a look at everything going on. This has been a troubled run for this series, to put it lightly.
Yeah, fraught series.
Fraught. So how do you feel about seeing it come back? What'd you think about the footage? What was your broad take on this?
Well, I'll go first. I didn't see any cars. That was heartbreaking. It's weird to see Shadow Moon. Sorry, it's just, you know, because there was that famous bar in Ithaca called Moon Shadows.
Of course, you don't need to explain it.
Everyone knows. Everyone knows about all the tiny bars in Ithaca, New York.
Great. Because, you know, they give you, you get drink tokens. Really great. It was nice.
Good, yeah. I feel comfortable saying that everyone knows enough about you to understand exactly what you're talking about all the time.
Okay, great.
You're an open book to the world.
Yeah. Not to interrupt what you're saying, Pete, but it's interesting that beyond cars, there also aren't any hot trucks. Hot truck being, of course, as everybody knows, a place to eat in Ithaca.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
As we all know, Pete, you're the main character of this story, and everyone else in the world are just sort of smaller side characters just going along. So all your stories are the relevant ones.
Pete is the god of garbage plates.
Yeah, exactly.
Aw, that's the nicest thing
you've
ever said to me.
Pretty low-tier god in the sort of grand scheme of things.
Nah, I don't know, man. Anyways, it was really hard. I was like, is he seriously just going to have hair now for this whole season? And I'm not cool with it.
You don't like it?
No.
I mean, it's been a while. Everyone's hair is a little different.
Sure.
It's like when we see each other again in person, it's going to be like, yo, wow, weird.
Well, first, we're going to punch out Nat Townsend, and then after that.
This is an entirely different podcast, Pete. I don't want to necessarily get into spoilers, but I know you've been watching Avatar The Last Airbender. Are you up to the third season, Pete?
I'm on Earth, I think, is the third season.
Okay. All right. I'm curious to hear your reaction then based on concerns about hair. once you get to the third season. But we'll revisit that at some point.
Oh, no. Are you serious? Does the airbender just grow hair?
I'll tell you what. I turned it off after the first episode of season three because I was so bad. Never finished Avatar The Last Airbender. That's not true. I'm watching it the second time through. Let's talk about American Gods, though. The thing that I'm very excited about with this season, the first season, I think, we agree, was great. The second season, gorgeous, but very mixed in its execution. This season, they're finally getting into the second part of the book, which is set in Lakeside. And I think that's such a smart decision. Hopefully the whole season takes place there. Hopefully it feels like this new, fresh show in this new location. And I don't know. I think that's very exciting. It's an exciting, different direction for the go for. I'm nervous about how they're going to execute it, given that there was so many issues behind the scenes. But certainly based on the footage, it looks like at least they nailed the look of it.
Well, and I think this show, even from the jump, had creative issues and execution issues. And for the first season, they managed to really pull it off in a nice way. Second season, I think some of the cracks started to show because it just felt a little muddled, I think, across the board creatively. So maybe now that they've had a whole nother change, it's just a different show. It feels like a different show watching this trailer. And as long as they are able, as you said, to tell the story, like, I don't mind it feeling a bit different. It's been so long that, like, sort of forgotten a lot of the storytelling methods, maybe. So I'm curious if they're going to just fully branch out into new territory.
I mean, that was on the storytelling methods, and I don't know if this is exactly what you meant, but one thing that was actually very nice about watching the trailer was remembering, oh, this is a good-looking show with some really fascinating visuals. Like the
Amazing actors.
And amazing actors, but like the flame buffalo showing up right at the beginning to talk to young Shadow Moon. Great way of starting it off. Wherever Mr. Wednesday is taking Shadow Moon later on in the trailer, I thought that looked pretty cool as well. And we get a little shot of our favorite leprechaun lying dead on a slab, so that's pretty sad.
A lot of dead characters.
Yes.
And we got to see the Jin's boyfriend. That was nice.
Salim?
Excited about that. Yeah.
I read a little bit. I haven't watched it yet. Anybody can go online and watch the panel that they did for American Gods. That's just up on YouTube now. But apparently they talked about that Salim and Laura are going to be teaming up a little bit this season, which I think is an interesting pairing. What do you think about that?
Interesting, as long as she doesn't go anywhere near Shadow Moon.
I feel like she will, probably.
Nope.
No, you don't think away. So? That's sort of the spine of the show. I do think I like mixing it up. I mean, what's nice about that's sort of the mythological, like in myths, all the gods sort of hang out in different different stories. And so it makes sense. Like, let's shake up the cast. Let's see Poseidon hanging out with like a random nymph.
Sure, why not? The myths were the original comic book crossovers. That's how I've always thought of them.
Oh, yeah, nice.
We also got to see a bunch of Bilquis in the trailer. She is a character who certainly goes in a very different direction in the book than she's got on the show. This is where I think we've had a positive interaction with the fans. People really like the actress. I'm completely blanking on her name. Yatide, I know, is her first name. But she's great. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with her. She was certainly on an interesting path at the end of season two. What do you expect from season three based on this footage?
It's hard to tell because I think they sort of have to choose one of the two paths or storylines or go in a totally new direction. From this, it feels like it might be in between the two of the season one and season two storylines, and maybe that could work. But I just don't want it to be, again, muddled like I felt like a lot of the stuff in season two was.
Well, what's nice is before she was kind of like on the sidelines and not really getting into the action as much. In this, it looks like she has some fight sequences and stuff. So I'm excited to see her in the mix.
Yeah, and also, it seems like, if I remember correctly, when we left her at the end of season two, she was working with the New Gods at this point, who we get to see. Yeah. To the point you were making, Justin, they seem to be off kind of their own thing. You know, Shadow Moon and Mr. Wednesday are doing their thing in Lakeside, but it almost seems like the New Gods are running on their own path. But it's nice to see Mr. World back. I was under the impression he was going away and being replaced by Miss World. I don't know if that's a spoiler for later on in the season, but it was good to see him there.
You're talking about the crisp glove? The crisp.
Crisp gloves.
The crisp.
Yes, good old crisp gloves. It was good to see him back, I guess, is the short way of saying what I was saying.
Yeah. I think Pete said this earlier, but like the acting talent on this show is just huge. So many big names and people that you want to see. This show has always attracted great talent. So it's great that it's going to continue.
I mean, on the flip side, though, it also has driven away some great talent. Gillian Anderson isn't here after season one. Rough. Kristen Chenoweth didn't come back. And the biggest one for season three, which obviously doesn't show up in the trailer, but there was a huge flap with Orlando Jones right in the beginning of the season, where, depending on who you listen to, either he left the show or was kicked off the show. There was apparently allegations of racism behind the scenes. So that's
not good.
That's a huge loss, because he was fantastic on the show, and certainly his
those
presence
monologues the monologues in the first season were just so powerful and glorious that he did really just hold up. And it's sad that he's not a part of it, and it sucks that you know, he felt like he couldn't be creative and be in a place that created some great stuff.
That is a real bummer. Prediction time for when you think it's going to debut. I know that's a crazy thing to say, but I'm sure people are going to sort of speculate.
What does early 2021, I mean, what counts?
Great question. That was the question I was asking.
Does April, is April not, no longer early? Does it got to be March or earlier? Like, what are you thinking?
I think it's going to be the back end of early, which I think is probably April, because otherwise it would be like summer 2021. If it was January, February, I think they would say January.
If we're talking about it's all buttoned up. Movie releases, summer movies start in, I want to say, like the beginning of March, something like that. So
no, then we're summer talking January. Movies don't start.
Well, not right now. I mean, there's no movies coming out. But I'm going to guess March would be my best guess. Like, that feels like a time to drop a prestige
show. That's early
show.
Enough, yeah.
Yeah, it's early enough. It also feels like, I don't know what's coming up on the schedule, but that also feels like the time when a lot of people are going to start running out of their content. So that's probably a prime time to throw American Gods into the mix there. But it should be an interesting season. Should be an interesting season to cover. Some big changes for the show. Neil Gaiman, of course, still involved, so that's good. And he's very high on the season, but we'll see what happens. All right.
He's legitimately high on the season.
He smoked the season before it started.
Oh, man. American Good Gods, by the way, we should mention, is the name of our strain of marijuana that we sell at our dispensary. So come on down. Check it out.
Come on down. Guys, business is booming.
Don't worry about the dispensary. I'm running it. You don't need to look into it at all. It'll be fine. All right? Just trust me.
I'm starting to think you're smoking a lot of that weed you're
on. No, it's cool, man. No, it's taste testing. It's got to be, you know, Combo Club approved if we're going to put our name on it.
Mm-hmm. We should mention, Pete is also, in some religions, the god of marijuana.
The god of marijuana and garbage plates. Funny that they're put together.
There's crossover there.
Yeah, it depends on whether you follow the Greek or the Roman mythology. It's basically the same thing. Folks, thanks so much for listening to this little podcast we did here about the trailer. We will, of course, be back when the show is back in, wink, wink, early 21, whenever that is. In the meantime, you can subscribe to this podcast at iTunes, Android, Spotify, Stitcher, or the app of your choice. Also, we do a live show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. to Crowdcast on YouTube. Come hang out. We would love to chat with you about American Godcast and everything going on behind the scenes there. Socially, you can follow us at Godcast on Twitter, comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and many more. Until next time, don't forget to worship gods.